downloaded for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Geelong United's got a big game this Sunday at the arena just after midday, Jess. Jess Shelley normally joins us every single week. She's a little bit unwell, starting to feel better. She'll be right to go for Sunday. But joining us is her teammate forward slash housemate, Taylor Mole. Hey, Taylor.
Thanks for having me.
We're so excited to have you in the studio and meet you. How are you feeling about the game against Adelaide, which you were just telling us in the news is your old team?
My old team, yeah. I'm very excited to play them. So obviously I know all the girls very well and know both the coaches really well. So I think it'll be exciting for us to kind of get out there and bounce back from the Sydney game.
Now, Jazz Shelley has told us in the last few weeks that you guys do something called, I believe, Scout. Is it when you watch the team you're going to be playing against? Yeah. You watch some video. Have you been adding extra pointers in? Like, watch this girl. She's got bung knees. Like,
I mean, I try to. I try to add as much as I can without also, like, being a bad person.
Yeah.
Because so. I imagine, are you kind of crossing your fingers that they haven't changed their plays? You go, maybe they just went with 2023's plays.
Well, I remember, like, some of the stuff they ran is a little bit similar to last year, but then it's also we kind of guard it differently, so we have to kind of make adjustments on the run. But a lot of it I'm like, oh, I actually remember that play.
Okay.
After already remembering all of Geelong's
plays.
But.
I guess so. You'll be sitting playing and screaming out, be like, they're doing it now, they're doing
the
it
one.
Now.
Yeah.
All right, great game. I love it. Like, it's like a matinee, mm-hmm. Sunday matinee. Mm-hmm. Go see Geelong United in the WNBL. It's health and wellbeing round.
Yeah.
You were saying they're giving away massages at the stadium?
That's
incredible.
Stunning.
Apparently, yeah, free masseuses in the lobby before you walk in. So.
Oh my God.
Come down and get your
As if going to the basketball couldn't get any better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally.
What do you like to do to, like, if you're looking after your health and well-being, like, what do you like to do to kind of have a bit of Taylor time?
I'm a big napper, so I like to nap every game day. And then, honestly, I just like sitting on the couch, like, with Jazz and the cat. And just watch Netflix and then just hang out, really. I'm pretty easy.
Is it harder, like, with the game being at 12:30, is it hard to squeeze a nap in?
That will be very difficult. That'll be weird, actually. I don't remember the last time I played at like midday. So
oh, God.
I'll have to adjust everything, but hopefully get a good night's sleep.
Wake Saturday up at
night.
4 a.m., go to have a nap.
And then wake up and go back to sleep. That could work. I could try that, yeah.
Tough game over the weekend. I think, what, two wins, four losses, around about that. How are you feeling, like, as a group? I know Jazz Shelley's talked about team's only really been together for 6 or months, so, but still really happy with how everything's going.
Yeah.
Where are you at as a group? I know you're a very tight-knit group, and how's that all going?
Yeah, well, we're probably one of the closest teams that I've been a part of. We're all very similar in age, so we kind of like to do the same things. When I saw Moana 2 yesterday as a team, so that was very fun. But
hate to sit behind your team in the cinemas.
Bit of a review. Was any good?
It was very good.
Yeah, okay.
I really enjoyed it.
But damn, now I have to go see it.
Yeah, you have to. I recommend it. But we get on really well, and I think that's kind of what's kept us together after big losses. We kind of bounce back, and we really respect and admire our coach. We kind of want to win for him and do it the best we can to, I guess, win games and win for kind of the city of Geelong, because it's a new team for them. So kind of get around them and try and put our best foot forward every day we play.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. Yeah. We're super excited for Sunday's game. You can still grab your tickets.
Yeah, you can get them online. You can also watch it on KO. That's fantastic as well. I'm going to ask one final question about the weekend, because we've just discussed a lot of it. We're really excited. You're playing against your old team, which I know you're...
Yep.
That'll be a fun, like, and scary thing, I imagine.
Yep.
Got to ask about Mon Conti. Mm-hmm. Do you know she's playing this Sunday? Like, she's finished up with Richmond. Like, mm-hmm. she's too good at everything.
She is too good at everything.
Is there a chance that we see her for the first time this Sunday?
I think there is a chance. She's been training with us, but who knows what will happen on the day. I don't want to reveal all the secrets, but she's been training and she's been doing really well. And it's just about her body adjusting from footy to basketball, but she's been doing well in training.
Yeah, okay. Imagine that would be a big adjustment for, you know, changing codes like that.
Well, she's won a league best and fairest. I think I saw today on Geelong United's post, she's won 7 best and fairest for Richmond.
Oh, my God.
It's insane.
Yeah. Anyway, let's all stop feeling inadequate. Taylor, you're officially a friend of the Tim and Jess Show. Anyone that comes into the studio, you're automatically a friend. What we do with our friends is immediately put them to the test.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to get to know the real Taylor Mole.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this thing called the pressure test, where we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Jess, what are the type of, like, without giving away, the type of questions, what are we trying to find out about Taylor?
Oh, look, it's just very broad questions about your personality, and it would help us, you know, get to know you a little bit better in a very condensed way, right? So just give me the first thing that comes to your mind.
Try not to overthink it.
Okay.
If you can't answer it, just say pass and we'll move along. All right. Here we go. It's time for the pressure test.
Okay. What is your go-to karaoke song?
Anything ABBA, like Mamma Mia.
Oh, great. What's a movie or TV show that you can quote word for word?
Either Suits or One Tree Hill.
Suits? Oh, my goodness. If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
I would love to fly.
Oh.
That'd be cool. I like it.
Yeah. What's the best holiday you've ever been on?
Probably when I went to Hawaii with my family. That was cool.
If you were an animal, what would you be and why?
I reckon I'd be a cat because they just, having now known a cat, they kind of just do whatever they want and eat whenever they want and just cruise around.
It's very true. Do you have any hidden talents?
I can juggle.
Oh my God.
I talent. I can juggle.
Okay, we're absolutely getting you to juggle soon. If you could swap lives with someone for a day, who would it be?
Oh my gosh. Maybe an NBA player, like Jason Tatum or Steph Curry or something.
What's cool. One thing you could eat every day for the rest of your life?
Salt and vinegar chips.
Do you believe in aliens or ghosts?
I believe in aliens.
Oh.
Like, just call it like the,
I
like,
reckon they're real.
100%. Yeah. What a way to end the pressure test.
Right?
Just open up a can of worms.
I feel like I know so much about you. That I also want to throw something at you to juggle.
Yeah, we haven't got much. This is Tim and Jess.